Dark winter days and nights call for tales from ancient times. Tales about light in the darkness, about presence in the loneliness, about hope in despair. Tales about people who waited patiently for promises to be fulfilled. So let's have a tale whose origins are from of old, from ancient times, a tale of the mystery from which true godliness springs. A tale that is in one measure familiar, but in another, strange and fresh in these days of darkness. It begins before the beginning of time, in the formlessness and the emptiness, when darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God hovered over the surface of the waters. It begins with the image of the invisible, with creation, and with the Word. The Word and the words, "Let there be." In Jerusalem, an old man waits. He waits for the fulfillment of a promise. He is confident that he will not die until he sees salvation with his own eyes. In a corner of the temple sits an old woman, a widow. She prays and she fasts, and she prays and she fasts, and she waits. In her hometown, a young woman waits for her life to begin, unaware of what that will mean for her and for generations to come. There are others in our tale. Shepherds in the fields, magi studying the stars, heavenly hosts, thrones and powers, rulers and authorities, all waiting. Some will recognize the fulfillment when they see it. Others will miss it. And others still will recognize it but choose to ignore it. And some still wait.
The one who is the true light, who gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He came into the very world he created, but the world didn't recognize him. He came to his own people, and even they rejected him. But to all who believed him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God. They are reborn, not with a physical birth resulting from human passion or plan, but a birth that comes from God.
This is a tale about that birth. About the fulfillment of long-awaited promise, about light in the darkness, presence in the loneliness, hope in despair. Stay with this tale and discover its meaning afresh, because everyone needs a story about light and presence and hope in these dark days. Thank you.